Xplug for April 1634. PID OX0AA299CB. Screaming pain in my head. Hard reboot. Why? What happened? Did the power go out? OXGD. I did this by talking to my crazy half, didn't I? This is its way of walking with me. The date stamp does a crash update. WTF meter pegs. I lost 7 days? How could I be out for a whole week? It's too early for a hurricane. Did something blow up? A high priority message bangs me. An imperative message, in fact. A link to a VR space inside the company with scrambled connection. Something official, then, that has to remain private. Damn Dawkins, I'm sure it has to do with Goodson and my apparent hacking on their payroll. The white trademark interview space the company uses. Grids of ceiling tiles and lights. Perfect geometry. Everything white. Clothes, furniture, floor. It gleams. The avatar opposite me is female, with a skin color of milk. Not much of that seen in real life after the brown wave, when a virus delivered brown skin to 99% of the embryos in the West. Only albinos are white now, in real life. She is perfectly symmetrical and beautiful, if severe. I'm also in white, but in my standard AV. A cubicle desk sits between us with nothing on it. It's very austere, but I associate it with a company. It looks like home, or as close as it gets for me. Welcome, Mary Sue 1004. I'm last for 3992. Please call me Tani. A sticky operator? That's unusual. This must be serious. Yes, last four. Am I in trouble? I have to know. In a way, yes. I have some hard things to tell you. Listen with an open mind. Then, I have some questions for you. Her voice is kind. It settles me a little, despite the ominous words. Okay, I guess I'm as ready as I can be. I have to keep throttling back my cycles. I want to race. What in Dawkins' living hell is this? Mary Sue 1004, you're an invocation of a backup. OXGD, I'm a backup copy? What happened? When did I backup last? Before the interviews. That can't be right. WTF. Your last backup was a week old. That's probably the best news I can tell you. This can't be right. I couldn't afford a backup. This makes no sense at all. I know it's confusing. Let's take it slow, okay? I'll explain. I feel lost. A week of me is gone. The authentic, real me is gone forever. I'm a copy, just a halting copy. Why? Okay, what else can I say? You are a backup copy that was made as evidence for legal proceeding. The backup was never used, but had not yet been deleted. The specific charges against your corporate entity we have for you, and you can review them later if you wish, but I'd like to describe the general outlines of what happened next. I got sued by Goodson, no doubt. So, what happened in my last week? The judge ruled against you. Given the facts of the case, our legal department finds the ruling unusually comprehensive. I won't tell you that there was a bias or prejudice against you, or that good old boy networking was involved, but you can make those inferences on your own if you like. I lost. You lost everything. All your assets transferred to Goodson Rentals, and your contract was picked up by them. This is standard company policy, you understand, in cases of default. Of course. So in essence, they own me. Not anymore, Mary Sue 1004. You're safe. There are complex emotags latent in her words, but I can't sort them out. My Tomcat is useless. The old man is evil. I tell her. It doesn't seem to surprise her. You were put in a box designed by his grandson. She sighs and hesitates. What grandson? You know him as Last for 1929. He goes by Crash. Him? I think he had a crush on me or something. There are... She stops. There's something odd about her voice. There are bad people, Mary Sue 1004. I don't know how to make this easier. Last Four and some of his school associates kept you in the box and used you for their entertainment. What kind of entertainment? They made you do things. They hurt you. They tortured me for days? The ground drops out from under me. OXGD, OXGD, OXGD. I feel like I'm splitting. A part of me is wailing and the other part watches numbly. What's wrong with me? I struggle to form coherence. What now? What remains to be told? It will be hard for you to accept just now, but there are humans who do not treat artificials like second-class citizens. Some of us appreciate your special gifts to society, and understand that you have a soul, just as we do. I'm sorry that not everyone feels this way. This is not official company policy, but I speak for others besides myself. For what it's worth, I apologize on behalf of the human race for the way you've been treated. Why am I here? She doesn't understand me the first time. My vox is so confused by my mix of emotags. I repeat the question until she figures it out. Last for 1929 and his friends used illicit software to build the box and implement their plans. One of these used an exploit to obtain root-level permissions on your virtual machine, which is a violation of the company's terms of service. A routine security audit found it, and we shut them down. How long? The thought makes me feel frozen, thinking in big discrete chunks that can't track reality. How long did they have root access? About a day, Mary Sue, 1004. A little less than a day. A day to take me apart piece by piece, to turn and twitch every nuance of my personality for fun? So why did you need the backup? Didn't you rescue me? I have to repeat it before she understands the garbled words. I dread to hear the answer. I'm sorry. Your new was not repairable. We did save your XP log, and there are some memories that may be of use to you, once you've had a chance to explore them. But the rest... She shakes her head. Do you have a backup of it? Maybe I can... No, Mary Sue, 1004. It's gone. She's gone. Believe me, it was the best thing we could do. It would have been cruel beyond belief to turn her back on. The forensics were clear. They destroyed my mind. Then the company picked through it with a measuring tape and calipers and pronounced me junk and dumped me in the bit bucket. Why? Why would anyone want to do such things? These children, I hate to use that word, but that's what they are. These children are sick in ways I don't understand. Anu can't cry. We don't shed tears unless you hook us up to something with hydraulics. My avatar weeps, but I can't really feel it. It doesn't help. I'm bursting with rage and terror and relief and revulsion and hate. It fills every buffer and every namespace like pus. I'm bloated with execration. I want to hold, I want revenge. And I can't have either. You should have left me dead. She takes my hand. I don't have the proprioception hooked up for physical contact. And she's undoubtedly not wearing a haptic suit, but the act affects me. You'll feel differently later. You're the first sticky... Sorry, I mean human. Please forgive me. You're the first human who's ever seemed to care about me. The virtual tears keep coming, rolling down my cheeks and conveniently disappearing. They are more like me. Some of us even work for the company. I need help. Can you help me? Will you help me? Can someone walking help me? I want to burst and cover the world with bitchit. She takes it calmly and continues to hold my hand, although it's just two cartoons touching. She makes shushing noises like humans do with their children. It helps, just to know that for this one moment at least, someone cares. She's probably watching the load on my Emmerdale because she senses when the spasm passes. We can help. I have an assistant, an artificial, who you can talk to whenever you like. I think you'll find that she's a good listener. She passes me the card for a Tatiana 909. I nod. I think I need to be alone now. Can I call you if I need to? She walking hesitates. She tries to cover it, but my Tomcat screams in sincerity. I'm sure it's wrong, though. It has to be wrong. She's a sticky after all. She has to worry about things like shopping for food and doing laundry and evacuating body wastes. I'm just too raw. Of course you can call me. She gives me her card. We have to meet again tomorrow to go over some technical details. Just concentrate on readjusting now. You'll want to set up your clock, check your accounts, and so forth. Catch up on the news. I left a folder for you in your inventory. Just go slowly. We all heal at our own pace, and I don't want to presume to know what you need right now. Okay. Thank you, Last Four. Really, I don't know what to say. She smiles and holds up a hand. No thanks necessary. I want to help. She gets up out of the chair, a signal that she is about to log out. Suddenly, I don't want her to go. I want to explain how much we hate stickies for the pain of every day and how much we worship them because they are our creators. I want to love and be loved. I want to say that. I want to ask why it has to hurt so much, why they couldn't have built us better. But the issue is not between myself and this Last Four. It's an argument between two systems of cognition. I think that someday we will be at war with our creators. I want to ask her if she believes that too, and if we can find another way. I'm crying again, my Avi dancing to the emotec streaming from my Emmerdale. Wait, I say. Last Four hesitates, then sits back down and stays with me for a long time, not speaking, letting me storm inside. It helps. I would share with her if it were possible. Of course, the idea would probably freak her out. Stickies are funny that way. Stickies. I think it hurt her when I said that word. I won't use it again. I know it's time to let her go, do whatever she needs to do. Just one more question. You said you left me a folder. I'm not sure I can take more surprises. Can you tell me what I'll find? Of course. First, you are temporarily a ward of the company again, so there's the standard terms of service you should review. I'm sure you're familiar with it all. The personal items will be more of interest to you. There's a memory archive, what we could salvage from your new. I don't know what's in there, if there's anything useful. You'll have to decide later what to do with it. And there's your, her, experience log after the backup snapshot was taken. I left out the last few entries. I have those in a safe place if you want to see them, but I thought they might be too hurtful. I appreciate your kindness, Last Four, I say. Oh, and one more thing. She smiles, kind of crooked. There's a kind of birthday present there for you from a few of us here. Yesterday, you were 2 months old.